الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many benefits of reciting Durood-e Paak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, in a beautiful hadith mubarakah narrated by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites Salatul Nabi upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will gain my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me share with you a beautiful narration. It was the day of Ashur, and a poor man came to the Qazi. And he said, I'm very poor, I have a large family, I can't feed them all. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the day of Ashur, please can you arrange 2 kilos of bread, 5 kilos of meat and 10 dirhams for me. I need this. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase your honor. The Qazi replied, come after Zohar and I'll see what I can do. So the man came back after Zohar. And he was told to come back after Asr. So he came back after Asr. And again, nothing had been sorted for him. He returned empty-handed. He returned upset. His heart was broken. And in his state, he went to another person. This time it was a Christian. And he asked him, he said, for the sake of the honorable day of Ashur, give me something. The Christian said, what do you mean the honorable day of Ashur? He replied, well, today is the day of Ashur. It's a very blessed day. And he explained to him some of the excellences of this day. On hearing this, the Christian said, you truly mentioned a very blessed day. This day can act as a mediator. Tell me your need. So he said, this is what I need. He again quoted the same. I need some bread. I need some meat. I need some dirhams. This Christian man, he presented him with 10 sacks of wheat, 100 kilos of meat, and 20 dirhams. And said, every month from now on, you can come and collect this sustenance for your family for the whole of your lifetime. You have given me such great information in relation to this blessed day. That night, the darkness fell. The Qazi went to sleep. And he dreamt that he was sat somewhere and he looks up into the skies. And he sees some splendid palaces. One made of gold and silver bricks, and the second made of red rubies. He asks, who do these palaces belong to? And the reply comes, if you had fulfilled the needs of this poor man, they would have been yours. They belong to the person who helped him and fulfilled his needs. Allahu Akbar. He's told that it's a particular person, a particular Christian. The Qazi wakes up, extremely worried. The night can't pass. The morning comes and he rushes and finds this person. He asks him, what good deed did you perform yesterday? He says, how do you know I performed a good deed? So the Qazi explains, he says, this is what happened and I had a dream last night in which I saw these palaces. He said, yes, I was the one who helped him. He said, here, I will give you 100,000 dirhams. If you will give me that good deed that you did yesterday. The Christian said, no, I cannot sell it, even if you gave me the entire wealth of the world. The mercy and the grace of my Lord is so amazing. Look, I am now embracing Islam because of this. I testify there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his distinguished servant and his prophet. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a non-Muslim, in honor of this blessed day of Ashur, the 10th of Muharram, he helps a Muslim and is blessed with the greatest treasure in this world, which is the treasure of Iman. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the month of Muharram and the day of the 10th of Ashur are truly special. This month is full of excellences. It has a great place in Islam. Blessings descend, mercies descend on this day. It is a day of great eminence. And there are many, many lessons that we learn from the amazing things that happened in this blessed month. Many sacrifices were made in this blessed month. Many acts of worship were carried out, which pleased Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala that the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, leaving Ramadan, the fasts of Muharram are the most important and superior. And the most superior salah after the Fard Salah is Salatul Layl, i.e. the Nafil prayers at night. Subhanallah. And then the embodiment of Nur, the comfort of our souls. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fast of every day of Muharram is equivalent to the fast of 1 month. Allahu Akbar. What a blessed month. What an amazing opportunity to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is so special about this month? Well, we know that time for worship and time to do certain acts is one of the beauties of Islam. It teaches us how to do things at the right time, and the rewards for acts of worship and fulfilling the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal at the correct time is amazing. Let me give you an example. We pray 5 times a day. And when you pray at a particular time, you pray Fajr within its time, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Likewise, you can't perform Hajj at any other time of the year. It is a particular time of the year that you are blessed. And if you do the certain acts that the great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, did at that time, and Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah shows us, we perform the Hajj in accordance with that, then we get the great blessings. But the timing is crucial. Let me share with you the beauty of this amazing month. There are many, many important events that occurred in this month. These are events which show us that this month is truly special. On the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, the day of Ashur, the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was acknowledged. On this day, he alayhi salam was born. Indeed, it was on this day that he entered Jannah. On this day, Allah Azza wa Jal created the Arsh, the Kursi, the sky, the earth, the moon, the sun, the stars, and the heavens. Subhanallah. It was on this day that all of this was created. It was on this beautiful day that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. It was on this day that he was thrown into the fire and he was saved by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was on this day that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his ummah was saved from Firaun and the Firaunis were drowned. It was on this day that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was born. It was on this very day, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that he was raised into the skies. Subhanallah. And then on this day, after the great floods, the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam came to rest on Mount Judi. It was again on this amazing day that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was blessed with the great kingdom. It was on this amazing day that Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was brought out of the stomach of the fish. On this day, the sight of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam started to come back and was restored. It was on this day that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was taken out of that deep well that his brothers threw him into. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam came across many, many afflictions in a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the day of his relief came on this 10th day of Ashur. On this day, for the first time after Allah Azza wa Jal had created the heavens and the earth and the sky and everything else, on this day was the first day that rain fell from the skies. Allahu Akbar. This day was honored, admired, cherished by the ummats of the past. Indeed, the scholars write that it was farz for them to fast on this day, and that when the fast of Ramadan became obligatory, it was only then that that was revoked. Subhanallah. And on the 10th day of Ashur, we know that our great and beloved Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sons and his companions were martyred on the plains of Karbala. This is how amazing this month and these days of Ashur are. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the scholars teach us that the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal descend in this time. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever increases provisions generously for his family on the day of Ashur, i.e. prepares more food than usual and makes them eat to full appetite, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant an increase as well as goodness and blessing in his sustenance for the entire year. Subhanallah. This month of Muharram is very special. It is a time to come close to Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the renowned commentator of the Quran and Hadith, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, says that to observe fast on the 9th and 10th of Muharram brings tremendous reward. On the 10th of Muharram, prepare delicious food for your family. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there will be blessings in your home for the entire year. It is better to cook what they call kichra, which is a mixture of different wheats and barley and rice, and it's almost like a paste that is made, and it's beautiful. And on this day, to perform Fatiha for all other relatives who passed away, but especially for Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On this date, the 10th of Muharram, if one performs ghusl, he will remain safe from illness for the whole year, because on this day, the water of Zamzam reaches all waters. Subhanallah. Mufti Sahib giving us a beautiful Madni pearl that, for that day, which we all should remember. Fasting, a great benefit. Then feeding the family and having a feast, great benefit. And then doing ghusl on that day protects you as well. Subhanallah. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever applies Ismat Kohl into his eyes on the day of Ashur, his eyes will never ache. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the blessings of this month and the 10th day of Ashur, with so many amazing events happening in this time? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they blessed the plains of Medina, they traveled to Medina to Munawwara. It was found that the Jews on that day used to fast on the 10th day of Ashur. And when they were asked, why are you fasting? They said that this is the great day that Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa alayhi salam and his nation and drowned Fir'aun. And therefore, Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day as an expression of gratitude for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we also fast on this day. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, we deserve it more to follow Musa alayhi salam. And so Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only fasted themselves, but also ordered the companions to fast on this day as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so enthusiastic and happy about a fast and its excellence than Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's happiness on the day of Ashur and in the month of Muharram. Subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy with the fasts of Ashur and the fasts of Ramadan, subhanallah. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, observe fast on the day of Ashur and oppose the people of Bani Israel by this, by keeping an additional fast, either before or after. And on this, the scholars write that one should fast on the 10th, but also in keeping with this beloved Hadith Mubarakah, one should try and fast on the 9th and or the 11th in addition, so that one can do amal upon this beautiful Hadith Mubarakah. Indeed, Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala said that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I have hope in Allah Azza wa Jal that the fast of Ashur wipes out the sins of the previous year. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what an amazing month this is. What a brilliant opportunity to change ourselves, to bring ourselves closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This month of Muharram comes with great blessings. This month of Muharram comes with great opportunity. It comes with great barakat. It comes with great mercy. But if in this month we ignore its rights, and we continue to live life as we do, and we miss our Fard Salah, we don't recite the Holy Quran, we don't make dua sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we waste this opportunity, we also may regret missing the opportunity to gain closeness to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may regret missing out on such great opportunities. Today, if there is a sale, we always rush and queue up for it. Here, Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is descending in the blessed month of Muharram with all its amazing benefits. We should ensure that we take it with both hands. We should ensure that we respect and honor this month. And we should ensure that we observe the fasts. We should observe the rituals of the 10th of Muharram. And we should read the Quran excessively. We should make dua for those who have passed. We should make dua for the martyrs of the plains of in the plains of Karbala. We should ensure that we try and change ourselves. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madni environment of Da'wat Islami, sunnats are taught in abundance. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are taught how to better ourselves. And we are taught the respect of this blessed month. We are taught how to honor this month. We are taught how we can maximize the benefits in this blessed month. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many, many things that we can do in this month of Muharram. First of all, we can make it a mission, a goal. We can set a resolution that in this month, I'm going to try and get to the mosque as much as I can to pray. In this month, I'm going to try and attend as many of the Sunnah-inspired gatherings of Da'wat Islami as I can. In this month, I'm going to make sure that I recite the Qur'an every day. Don't forget that on the plains of Karbala, when Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala and his family were there, and they were in a difficult situation, and they had very little food and no water, even then, one thing that one could hear from the tents of the companions of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam was the recitation of the Qur'an. Their recitation of the Holy Qur'an was day and night. In the month of Muharram, we should increase our recitation of the Qur'an. In this blessed month, we should change our ways. We should control our actions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if you have the opportunity, travel in the blessed Madni Kaflas of Da'wat Islami, because in this blessed month, if you are spending your weekends in the blessed Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami, in the Masajid, learning the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will gain great blessings from this month. And then there are different nafils that you can read on this blessed month. There are different ibadats that you can do. For example, it is said on the night of Ashur, perform 4 rakat of nafil on the night of Ashur in such a way that after reciting Surah Fatiha in each rakat, recite Ayatul Kursi once and Surah Ikhlas 3 times. After completing the Salah, recite Surah Ikhlas 100 times. The one carrying out this beautiful amal will be purified from sins and will avail countless blessings in Jannah, in Paradise. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Muharram is a very special month. These are sacred months in the Islamic diary. Let's treat them like sacred months. And let's, inshallah, try to use this opportunity to come closer to Allah and His beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we learn the amazing benefits and blessings of this month of Muharram. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And in the narration that we heard about how a non-Muslim gave sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how he was blessed with the gift of Iman and the two palaces the Qazi saw in Jannah. Indeed, giving sadaqah in this blessed month is a great act, as we know from this narration. And in relation to sadaqah, there are many, many beautiful hadith in Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah Azza wa Jal says, O son of Adam, deposit something to me out of your treasure. It will neither burn, sink, nor be stolen. I will give you a full return at that time when you are very needy of it. Subhanallah. Then, in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start your mornings with sadaqah, because trouble does not step or approach due to the giving of sadaqah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this beautiful month of Muharram, if we could start our days by helping others, by giving sadaqah, and there are different forms of sadaqah as we know. Let me share with you another hadith of Mubarakah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, the sadaqah of a Muslim increases his life and rids him of a bad death. And Allah Azza wa Jal, through its blessings, removes arrogance and boasting, a bad habit of talking proudly of one's ability. So by giving sadaqah, it brings humbleness into one. And then Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly sadaqah protects the giver of sadaqah from the heat of the grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shadow of his sadaqah on the Day of Judgment. So giving on this beautiful day will help, whether it's in the month of Muharram or on the day of Ashur. Try and give something in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because remember, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who gives sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah becomes a shield for him against the fire of hell. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in the beautiful book Fazani Sunnat, Amir al-Sunnat Damuz Barakatum al-Aliyah writes that Sayyidina Abu Ja'far bin Khattab alayhi rahmatullahi al-Kabi, who was an Abdal, a high-ranked wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that once a beggar came to my doorstep. He asked for help, so I asked my wife what we have. She replied that we have some eggs, four eggs. I gave him the full basket. Four eggs he took. Then, a short time later, there was a knock at the door, and somebody gave us a basket full of eggs. I asked my wife how many eggs there were, and she said 30. I was a little baffled. That doesn't quite calculate correctly, because I was expecting 10 in return for each. He then asked her again, and she said, well, actually, there were 40, but 10 are broken, because one of the ones we gave was also broken. At this, he smiled. Subhanallah. Look at the strong faith of these friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that everything he gave in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal will be returned to him at least tenfold. And therefore, when 30 eggs came in return for 4, he was curious as to why. And then he was told, well, actually, there were 40, but one of the 4 that we gave was broken, and therefore we have 10 broken ones. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this blessed month of Muharram comes with its great eminence, comes with its great bounties, comes with its great blessings. It is now up to us to give up anything that displeases Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this blessed month. We know that on the first day of this month, the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. What an amazing, amazing personality whose life evolved around Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've learned today how different Islamic events occurred on this blessed day. And we know how Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala spent his days in the month of Muharram, traveling to Karbala and protecting the Deen of Islam. He was the savior of Islam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we need to ask ourselves, those great sacrifices, those great events, are we doing them justice in this blessed month if we stick to our sinful routines? If we miss our salah? If we carry on with our televisions and our different social media accounts and all sorts of wrong things? No. For the sake of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of those who were martyred in this blessed month, for the sake of those who achieved great statuses as a result of the blessings of this month, we should also aspire to gain from this month by giving up sins and pleasing Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu.
A journey of Imam, Medina to Karbala. A journey of Imam, Medina to Karbala.